Shoreline Classics, there's a little Matthew Good with The Last Parade. Now, you might not know, but April is actually National Organ and Tissue Donation Awareness Month. And as such, I'm actually joined on the phone by, his name is actually Honorary Colonel Michael Ravenhill. He's the CEO of the David Foster Foundation. And Michael, you're actually involved with a certain aspect of organ and tissue donation, aren't you?
We sure are. We actually, our foundation, we provide financial assistance for families of children that require major organ transplants for all non-medical expenses. That's our first mandate, you know, to step in and be there for the families when they need us financially during their ordeal when their child has been diagnosed with a major organ transplant or needing a major organ transplant. The second mandate that we have, of course, is to provide awareness and education, which we're doing in Organ Donor Awareness Month being April.
Okay, so what is the process that we all play that can help out in that, making sure that there's organs and tissue donated and available for those that need it?
Well, the biggest part is just the education and awareness and to get as many people as we can registered in Canada. You know, Canada has one of the worst organ and tissue donor registration rates in all developing countries. And we're just, you know, we have an amazing country, but this is an area where we really need to pay attention to. And it's not hard to do. It's very simple. It takes about 2 minutes. We've made it really easy on our foundation website, davidfosterfoundation.com. You can click on the register click on the map of your province, of wherever you are in the country, and there's a link directly to the registry, and you can become registered within 2 minutes. The one thing we actually say when you do that, though, please make sure that you tell your family members and your friends, because when it comes time that that opportunity is there, your whole family does need to know, because the medical profession will not exercise your wishes unless everybody is in agreement.
Okay, now if we can talk about the David Foster Foundation for a moment. Now, we all know David Foster is a renowned musician, producer, writer in that field. What's the link to tissue and organ donation?
Well, it happened 38 years ago. David got a call from his mother, and she asked David. David was living in L.A. at the time, and David's mother was from Victoria, British Columbia, where actually David was born and myself was born, and she just asked David to go and see this family who was down at UCLA Medical Center waiting for an organ transplant. Because in those days in the 80s, we didn't have transplantation in Canada. So you always do what your mother tells you to do. And so David went to see this little girl and asked her a quick couple questions as he was about to leave, because he could see the stress on the family. He said, "Is there anything that I can do for you?" And the little girl, he thought she would say, "Oh, I want to go to Disneyland," or "I want to see this celebrity," but that wasn't the case at all. The little girl just looked at David and she said, "I just want to see my sister." And David was a little perplexed. He stepped back and then he asked her a couple more questions and realized that the family didn't have the resources and the financial resources to pay for this little girl's sister to come from Victoria down to L.A. So David says, "I'm going to make that happen," which he did. And he picked the little girl up with her aunt at the airport, took him to the hospital. And he said, when those two little girls' eyes met, he said, that etched in his life forever. He said, "That's going to be my foundation, and we will never have a family that cannot be together during a stressful time like this." So 1,400 families later and millions of dollars in support. That's how it happens. So you always listen to your mother.
That's right. 100% I do, and I always will remember what she told me. So everybody, let's sign those organ donor cards. Let's make sure families honor our wishes. It is, of course, National Organ and Tissue Donation Awareness Month this month in April. We've been speaking with the Honorable Michael Ravenhill. He's the CEO of the David Foster Foundation. Now, David, Michael, can we get a quick moment? Where can people get more information, and can they donate on the website as well towards the foundation?
They sure can. You can register to become an organ donor on davidfosterfoundation.com. You can follow us at David Foster Foundation on Facebook or Instagram. And you can definitely make a donation to the foundation. 100% of all donations go directly to the families.
Well, thank you very much. We've been speaking with the Honorable Colonel Michael Ravenhill. He's the CEO of the David Foster Foundation. It is, of course, National Organ and Tissue Donation Awareness Month in April. Thank you, Michael.
It's my pleasure. Thanks so much.